السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم والله غفور رحيم. قل أطيعوا الله والرسول فإن تولوا فإن الله لا يحب الكافرين. صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. أما بعد، all praise due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our creator and our sustainer, and may the special and choicest peace, mercy and blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be upon our beloved Nabi Sayyidina Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Mawla yasalli wa sallim da'iman abadan ala habibika khayril khalqi kullihimi. We begin by thanking and praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for having blessed us with iman and raising us from the ummat of our beloved Nabi Sayyidina Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Moreover, it is only through the fazal and karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we are able to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we are able to make ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever good we are able to do and whatever evil we can abstain from, that is only through the fazl and karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is such a great ni'mat that it is even a greater ni'mat than the health that a person enjoys. Health itself is a great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And every other thing that we enjoy in life is all through the fazl and karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raised us from the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah ta'ala sent Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to us as a guide. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention that inna arsalnaka shahida wa mubashira wa nadhira. That we have sent you, Rasul of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, firstly as a witness for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, shahid. And two other qualities Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, mubashira wa nadhira. That we sent you to give people glad tidings, to inform us of all that which is good, to inform us of all the good that we can look forward to as servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if we engage in our ibadat and worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we do those things that pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then all the good that is awaiting us, all of that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to inform us about. That link yourself with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah ta'ala will give you the best of life in this dunya, as well as in the akhirah, you will get the best from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So all that we need to know in order to be successful, that has been taught to us by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. At the same time, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came as a nadhir, as a warner. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam warned us about all the evils that will land us in trouble. All the evils and everything to avoid in order to make sure that we ourselves do not put ourselves into problems. So what we see the ummah face with today and the difficulties that the ummah is facing today, all of those things Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam warned us about. That avoid this and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will safeguard you and protect you. Do this and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you honor. Do this and Allah ta'ala will give you respect. You fall into this and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will snatch away your izzat and respect. You do this and this is the consequences of it. All alayhi wa sallam informed us about. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in many a hadith tells us about what is to happen in this dunya, particularly for the good of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And there are many ahadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that speaks about the good that the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will enjoy. The ahadith that speak about honor and izzah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There are hadith which speaks about the ummah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam having supremacy over all other nations. So there are lots of good that is mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about the good that the ummah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will enjoy. And according to what they do, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give them greater good in this dunya. In akhirat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made them the best. In this dunya also they are the best. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it such, and Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us about all those things. That if you will keep on, for example, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes mention about keeping on to the Quran and Sunnah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will keep you on the straight path. And you will always enjoy the ni'mat and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those are things which are mentioned when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke about the future. At the same time, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam warned us about many evils and many pitfalls. That if the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were to get involved in all of these things, then there will be consequences of that. And the consequences of getting involved in certain types of deeds and actions, falling away from the Quran, moving away from the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the result of would be humiliation, it will be degradation, it will be that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make the enemy rule over you. Those are things which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in the hadith of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So there are two aspects. We just want to basically focus on this afternoon, brothers. I've been given strict instructions by Maulana Jiva that I must make sure that I finish on time. So inshallah, Al-Aziz, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us barakah in our time. The first hadith which comes to mind is a hadith which I'm sure most of us have been aware of it, or we've heard it sometime. Or ulama ikram may have spoken about it as well, and that would serve as a muzakara of what has already been mentioned. It is a hadith and a narration of Sayyidina Thawban radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who was the freed slave of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he mentions that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in the three different narrations with slight variations in the text of the hadith from different narrators as it is mentioned. That he mentions that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that a time will come upon people, upon the ummah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the nations of kufr, they will get together and they will invite one another, just as you invite one another to meals. The topic of their discussion would be the annihilation of the Muslim ummah. So in today's terms, conferences would be held. And the purpose of these conferences would be solely to discuss the humiliation of the Muslims and how can the land of kufr, how can the people of kufr hold a reign over the Muslim ummah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because the only challenge for the world of kufr around us, brothers, is Islam. There's no other challenge besides that of Islam. Because all the different religions of the world today, irrespective of where they come from, Al-Kufru Millatun Wahida. It is one nation. It is one nation. And every nation is against Islam, because Islam is the religion that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has willed it to be, that in time to come this will be supreme over the land of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So your Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that they will hold these conferences or they will have these meetings. Just like you invite one another to meals. The ulama have explained that, you know, sometimes a person is invited to a meal and there's no restrictions. So every person eats whatever he wants from there. He takes whatever he wants from there. And there's no restrictions on what they take from there. So every person enjoys himself to his full. When he is full and satisfied, then they leave the gathering and they do whatever they wish to do after that. So there are certain benefits of this hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And one of it is, we understand from here, is that the Muslim ummah will be very closely observed by the world of kufr. The Muslim ummah will be very closely observed by the world of kufr. And whenever they will see any kind of weakness in the Muslim ummah, that is where they will strike on. So they will thrive on the weaknesses of the Muslim ummah. And whatever they do, their every strategy that they put into place would be in order to target that weakness of the Muslim ummah. And targeting the weakness of the Muslim ummah, then they will have the opportunity of ruling over them and subjugating them to their will and to their power. That is what the hadith sharif of Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam tells us.
Then Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we understand also from this hadith, is that the Muslim lands will be divided. The Muslim lands will be divided. Muslims are almost one third of the population, brothers. And each day, alhamdulillah, many, many people are coming to the fold of Islam. Whenever there's any kind of an issue, any kind of a problem, a challenge of Muslim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala turns the hearts of people. He is the turn of hearts. So we find that the Muslim ummah and the lands of the Muslim ummah will be broken up. Broken up to such an extent that every person will take what they feel and what they desire from there. So, when we look currently, if we just take the Middle East for example, we know it is under the rulership of the Muslim leaders. But at the same time, nothing of it really belongs to them, because they don't call the shots. It is the world of kufr that decide what should be done. The oil and the resources and whatever there is in the Muslim world, the control of that is in the hands of the world of kufr. So just like people will come and there'll be a plate of food and it distributed as they feel like distributing it. Similarly also, we find that the Muslim lands will be distributed also in that particular way. And every person will have his fill of whatever he wants. Europe, America, France, whoever they are. They take what they want from there, leave what they want from there. But at the same time, they involve the Muslims in such kind of activities that make them forget what the real purpose of life is. And again here we focus on what is happening currently in Palestine, brothers. We all calling out for the same thing. Where is the support from the Muslim land? While there's no support from the Muslim land, and the people of Palestine are doing their best in order to defend what is theirs, we find that the world of Muslims, the Muslim world is involved in buying soccer players and indulging in music festivals and everything else that there is. Splashing money on things which have absolutely no bearing in their lives. And that is what the Muslim Ummah is involved in. So this is also the benefit of this hadith of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then further on, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wala yanzi'anna. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove, Allah ta'ala will remove from the people of kufr, fear for the Muslims. That they will not fear Muslims at all. The Muslims are people that make noise. They will say things and whatever it is, they will make noises and they will say things and make statements, but there is no action. There is no action. Again, relating to the situation of Palestine, brothers, we call on boycotts. We call on boycotts. Yes, we must boycott. We must do our best, what we can do within our capacity. But they don't take us seriously. There's so many statements you made, let the Muslims say what they want to say, because after a month later they'll be back to us again. And this highlights the weakness of the ummah of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That while we have resources, we are not united in what we can do. That every person is an individual doing everything for himself, but nothing to think further. And yet when we look back at the history of the Islam, and we gloat when we see that the contributions that Muslim has made to the world today, you know, scientific discoveries and what we enjoy today, a lot of that was actually brought into this world and people understood about it from Muslim scholars. But yet, we are the ones who are losing because of our own weaknesses. When it comes to fear, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made mention of this as one of the special virtues of the ummah and a special quality that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The battle of Tabuk was won without lifting a single arm, brothers. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam undertook a journey of a month against the Romans. Yet when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got there, there were no people to fight against, because they dispersed out of fear of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, that Allah has blessed me with fear to a month's journey. That people who stay for, who had a month's a distance of a month's journey from me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala strikes fear into the hearts of such people. Because the object was to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and nothing of this dunya. And that is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed them. It's a beautiful story of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhum. And it is mentioned in Mawlana Rumi rahmatullah, he makes mention of it in a beautiful poem as well, where he speaks about it. Where a Roman envoy was sent to Medina Munawwara with a letter to Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And he says that when I came to Medina Munawwara, I looked for the palace of the king, of Umar. That Umar, whose name strikes fear into our hearts. I looked for his palace, I looked for his palace. So somebody said to him that you won't find the palace. Umar lives in this house. He says, and I went to the house, I looked at it, it was a simple hut. There was a covering over the door, entrance. Not even a door, not even a guard. And I wondered to myself, is this the Umar that people fear? Then I asked somebody, where will I see Umar? He said, you'll find him in the graveyard. He says, I went to Jannatul Baqi. When I come to Jannatul Baqi, I see a man sleeping between two graves. He had removed his upper garment, his shirt or his kurta was taken off. And only the lower garment was there and he was sleeping. And I stood at the side of him and I trembled with fear. And I said to myself, he says, if this is the man that people fear at mere mention of his name, that what he has in his heart, I must have in my heart. And he recites the Shahada. So that fear that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned this hadith that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove that from the hearts of your enemy, from the hearts of the kuffar. And they will not fear you. They will not take you seriously. Because they know that you are weak and you cannot do anything. And as Muslims, brothers, we know that numbers and weapons is not what assists us. Allah Ta'ala's principle in the Quran Sharif is very clear. In tansurullaha yansurkum wa yuthabbit aqdamakum. That if you will help the cause of Allah, Allah will help you. Wa yuthabbit aqdamakum. But we have to take action first. Make ourselves deserving of the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we become deserving of the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come. The angels in Badr came after much sacrifice, brothers. 15 years of effort. Then the angels came down in Badr to help the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum and Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yes, our du'as have been unanswered. We make du'a and we cry to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but there is no result of our du'a. Then Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions in this hadith going on further that Allah ta'ala will remove the fear, your fear, from the hearts of the kuffar, and Allah Ta'ala will put in your hearts, because of your own behavior, wahan, wahan. So the Sahaba asked, O Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is wahan? What is wahan? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned two things, hubbu dunya wa karahiyatul maut. And one narration mentions, hubbul hayat wa karahiyatul maut. That love for this dunya, and dislike for death. And both of them go with one another. That a person who loves this dunya, naturally such a person will want to live forever. And he would dislike dying. And for a mu'min, in order for a person to stand up for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we cannot be afraid of dying. So the love of this dunya has been identified as one of the greatest causes of the downfall of the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Is a narration which mentions that ra'su kulli khati'a, that the source of every evil is the love of this dunya. And among the challenges that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam highlighted for the ummah of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the love of this dunya. In one narration, and I think so it was mentioned, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned this on the occasion of Hajjatul Wada. He says, I don't fear that kufr will come into this land again. But I do fear that Allah Ta'ala will give you so much of the dunya. فَتَنَافَسُوا فِيهَا. That you will begin to indulge in this dunya. And you will indulge in such a way that you will forget your responsibility towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that will be the cause of your weakness, as previous nations were also destroyed. And look at what is happening around us today, brothers. The condition of the youth, the condition of the people. It is money that is making us actually go crazy. The love of this dunya is making us forget what the objective of our life is. And that is one of the strategies of the kuffar, that make them indulge more in the dunya. Make the dunya more adaptable to them. Adorn it more for them. Bring them closer to it. And the closer they come, the further they'll go away from deen. Both of them cannot go together. And that is why we have been taught to give a lot of charity. Charity is to remove the love of wealth from our hearts. That give and give and give. Yet Allah Ta'ala promises we'll give you more and more. So the more you go away from that, the closer you will come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions the last part of it. And I'm already almost in injury time, brothers. Now I'll conclude on this here. That Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says it, that karahiyatul maut, that dislike for death. our love for this dunya and dislike of the death has made us indifferent towards halal and haram. It has made us indifferent as an ummah towards halal and haram. And yet death itself is not something that should be frightening for a believer. A believer looks forward to meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The only time we will not want to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if we don't have anything to offer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-mautu jisrun yusilul habib ilal habib. It's a bridge which links the lover with his beloved. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wa sallam, when the angel of death came to him, he said, I came to take your life. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam slept the angel of death, he lost his eye. So he went back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he said, oh Allah, you sent me to such a banda that doesn't want to die. So Allah ta'ala said, made an offer to him. Then ask him to pass his hand over the back of an animal. And how many fibers of hair come under his hand? So many extra years of life will give him. So Musa alayhi salatu wa sallam asked, then what happens after that? He says, you'll still have to die. So he says, well, I might as well die now. Why should I wait for such a long period to die? And Allah ta'ala told Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Muhammad, ish ma shit. Ish ma shit fa innaka mayit. That love as long as you want to love. Because at the end you will still have to die. Wahbib man shit fa innaka mufariquk. And love whomsoever you want to love. Because at the end of the day you will be separated from that person. So if you must attach yourself to somebody, then attach yourself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you'll attach yourself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and work on the iman, on that connection and link with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will safeguard you and protect you from the difficulties of this dunya. And through that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised supremacy for the ummat of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In conclusion, the ayat of the Quran, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. That Allah Ta'ala will not change the condition of people until they themselves change. If we want change, we need to change ourselves. Come back to the Quran, come back to the Sunnah, and we will see different results. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all tawfiq. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.